So anyway, welcome to the Iowa Blue Showcase, episode number 76, and I am in a cave, so don't worry about it.
76.
76 trombones and a breaker. So anyway, so you've heard the intro by Jono, and then we just come in, hopefully. That's how it works, without, you know. It's, you got to imagine the intro. It's behind us, probably still playing. So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, tonight Jono Smith is with us here.
Good evening.
Good evening. Or it could be morning. You never know with podcasts. Yeah, you know, people are weird. They listen to it whenever they want, you know.
That's good.
Yeah. It's like it's radio on demand. So hopefully people will listen to it to... I know one friends of mine that listen to it for breakfast on usually Mondays.
That's get the week started off.
That's right. And I know...
are we in Osama's cave?
Possibly. Okay. Although he's not there to listen
That's
to
good.
It,
so. I'll take it over.
I haven't noticed any downloads in Pakistan, so...
Okay, so we're okay.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I think we've only had one even in the area, I think in India once. And we may have had one in Afghanistan, but the bulk of the downloads are in the United States and then some in Western Europe and South and Central America. And we're not popular in Africa. I think we've had like 5 of our almost 7,000 downloads in Africa. So it's rather unfortunate, but they apparently don't like us. And the Russians like us, but I haven't noticed any downloads lately because I tend to insult them, and I apologize. No, I don't. So,
well, the Russians themselves, we don't.
The Russian people are fine, except for the ones that stole all my downloads, the free downloads of my CD. So,
they're probably selling them.
Yeah, well, no, they don't have to. They just go to the illegal download site, and they just take it. So. And this is free, so they don't pirate it. So I don't know why they don't pirate podcasts, but they apparently don't. Well, who knows? But anyway, we're talking about what we're doing down the line and about the history of the podcast, of the pod, and of the showcase itself. Because I started with the Sunday Night Blues Showcase at the Hull Avenue in February 1999 with Woody and Scott Long and Jimmy Farr and Jimmy Pryor. And we built it around Jimmy Pryor, and that was a smart thing because that got everybody showing up, and it became very, very popular. And then we had a falling out as things happened with bands, and Scott went one way, and Woody went with him, and me and Jimmy went the other way. And then in January of 2000, we decided to do this, which is the Iowa Blues Showcase, or the Big Show, as we like to call it. And that first show, besides Jimmy Pryor showing up, had in the house band, had Jono Smith.
Well, thank you. Yes. Yeah.
You were
there.
That
was because of Woody, wasn't it?
Yes. Woody brought you in. It's all his fault.
Yeah.
And then Scott Cochran on bass, and I believe Dave Andrews on the drums.
Mm-hmm.
No, had to be Woody on the drums, or maybe Dave was on the drums. I think they both were there, actually. Dave played a lot of the showcase stuff. Because basically, it was Woody was bringing in musicians, and he didn't go too far away from Alien Corn.
Yeah. Well,
it's like, I need a guitar player. Oh, what's Jono doing? I need a drummer. Oh, what's Dave doing? Yeah, because I remember Woody was running around and doing a lot of stuff because he was the comedy relief.
Yeah.
Because he was funny, you know. Not that Frank wasn't funny, that came later after Woody took off, but, I mean, that's a different kind of humor.
Yes. Corn-fed.
Yes. You know, and Woody, his humor was, it was just kind of, it was dry. You know, sometimes you really had to figure out what was going on. Like, when we did the bit about the man in the seats, And you remember when he came running up. And actually, I have it on CD, but you can barely hear him. But he's screaming about how bad the music, and he wanted, why don't you play some of that country and Western music? And then I said, well, you know, the Blazing Saddles is just a block or two away. And then he goes, oh, that sounds great and lovely. And then he takes off. So people in Des Moines would get the joke, but, you know, people in podcast land are like, well, what? It's a gay bar that's like a block from the historical building. So, yeah, not a country bar. But, yeah, Woody was cool. So you knew Woody, like, way back in the day when he had hair, didn't you?
Yeah, when we called him Red.
Red, yes.
Yeah.
I mean, he had long, long hair, too, didn't he?
I don't think I knew him back then, but when I he had long hair, but it wasn't that long.
Oh, okay.
Shoulder length, maybe, yeah.
Yeah. So what did he ever figure out what happened? Just alopecia just hit him?
That's all I ever heard, yeah.
Did you happen to see, you know, when it happened? Or?
Yeah, because we were still playing at the time, but just over weeks, months.
Wow.
Yeah.
Man. I mean, the advantage is you don't have to shave your head, you know.
Right, right.
Because, you know, my hair is going, but I don't want to shave my head. It's just, that's too much effort. So I suppose in a way, you know, he had, I mean, he never suffered.
No, no.
You know, I mean, I think, you know, he had more luck with women than any of us did. It's like, I mean, he was just, you know, he was the man about town. You know, and I was kind of surprised when he did marry, I can't remember what her name is, you remember?
Jolene?
Was it Jolene. Yeah, I was surprised when he got married, because I wasn't expecting that.
I don't know if he was either.
Yeah, and he was living on the south side, and he had a nice little house, and I thought, wow, domesticated Woody. So that was a strange thing.
Yep.
But didn't you think he would come back, though?
From
California.
Yeah, I was hoping.
Because he always would come back.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I don't know, how many times did he go to California?
I don't know, quite a bit, off and on.
Yeah, because I think he went, because I can remember we were even taking bets on when he'd come back.
But we didn't know how sick he was either.
No, that's true. Yeah, that's true. Well, I didn't even know if he knew he was sick, right. You know. Because it's not like he had insurance or anything.
Mm-mm.
So, yeah, he was always a man about town, but he always is, you know, he never really had steady employment, but he was a damn fine drummer and just a nice guy.
Just don't treat me right. It's a brutal.
But yeah, let's do. Why don't we do? I should do Mr. Cleanhead, but I don't know that song. That would be a good song. How about what's that song I wrote for Bob Dure?
In Through the Outdoor?
No, that's a good one, though. That was Led Zeppelin, wasn't
it? Oh, yes.
Yeah. Cheap Bourbon. Yeah, Cheap Bourbon. In the Key of G. It's a nice, simple, easy song. Yeah, wait, I mean, add bass to it. The beauty of modern technology. There we go. Our bass player, Left Hand, has come in tonight. Thank you, Left Hand. I said, give me cheap bourbon so I can sing the blues. Give me cheap bourbon so I can sing the blues. Wonder why the turkey just don't crow was what I use. Give me champagne, you know that Thunderbird's just a BY. Give me champagne, you know that Thunderbird's just a BY. Give me a bottle of Old Crow and everything in the world be fine. Thank you.
Tommy.
That was cheap bourbon. I wrote that for Bob Doerr back in the day.
All right. Did he do it?
No. He stopped drinking bourbon.
I have a few songs I've written for people.
Yes.
That, you know, they've never done.
I know. he used to drink bourbon rather heavily at one time. And he used to like Old Crow. And every Christmas, I'd buy him a bottle of Old Crow and or Ten High. And then he quit drinking, which really was good. Because he couldn't sustain that type of drinking very long, you know. You get old, your liver gets old, and then, you know, you got to stop. And he did. And then his career really took off after that. So actually, he's got a ton of stuff right now. Even though the Blue Band is packing it up after 36 or 7 years, he's still got all these side projects that he's going to be very, very busy. And he's not that old. So. In bluesman years, he's still young.
Yeah.
So. He's somewhere in his 60s. So. And that's young. He's very young. So, you know, Jimmy Pryor was like 90. That's when you start to be considered old in the blues, and you get to 90. Yeah, because when we started in 99, Jimmy was just a spry 84, I believe.
Wow. Yeah.
And he used to get mad at me because I'd advertise him as the 84-year-old blues legend because he didn't want people to know how old he was. And it's like, but Jimmy.
No, that's a good thing.
Yeah. It's like, you know, I don't know. But the biggest mistake I made in my career was not putting a band with him when I first met him, when he was 77, the first time I met him, and I should have done something right then and there, and I didn't. And you know, I don't know. You just don't think these things through.
No.
You know, because I think you know I was still I would have been what it was late, let's see 91, so I wouldn't quite been 30 yet, so. You know, you just don't, you know, you think you're still a star, or could be a star.
Could be.
Yeah, but no.
Now you have to be 13.
Yeah, that's true. Well, and you know, and I knew better because, you know, I said to myself if I hadn't made it by 27 or 28 that I was going to, you know, not play rock and roll anymore. And that's kind of why I went to play blues because, you know, I was 26 or 27 and had no prospects.
You can play blues forever.
Yeah, unfortunately now, though, there isn't a whole lot of places to play blues. It's on a downward ebb, but...
No, we're playing it.
That's right. At least for me, you know, it was a good career, side career to do until, you know, what, 10 years ago-ish, somewhere around there.
Have you ever heard the blues, the kind that moan and scream? Up north from the Delta to that South Chicago scene. If you ever hear the blues, don't believe that it's all bad news. Take a look at the blues, there are so many hues. Exciting, no need to feel upset. Everybody gets the blues. That don't mean that you're gonna lose. Take a look at the blues, there are so many hues. Ooh-ooh. Some blues can make you sad, other blues are gonna grab you. Sometimes blues will make you have you done to me? ever had the blues? The kind, you know the kind I mean. Much more than a feeling. You know the kind I mean. Well, everybody's had the blues. That don't mean you were born to lose. Take a look at the blues. There are so many hues. Some blues can make you sad. Other blues are gonna grab you. Sometimes blues will make you mad or feel bad or glad, what have you. Blues, what have you done? I said, blues, what have you done? Blues, what have you done to me?
And now I make money playing rock and roll.
That was nice.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, and you do too, because you play with Opus Taylor.
Yep, Opus Taylor.
And you guys
very few blues songs, but we have a few.
Yeah.
Know.
Well, yeah. Backstage Boogeyman, same way.
Yeah.
It's like we probably have more than a few, because originally we were a blues band before I was in the band, but we've become a rock band. And I don't know if you heard, but Byron. He hurt his back again, and he's paralyzed.
Oh,
I believe
geez.
It's his left hand or his right hand. I don't remember, but his whole left or right side is paralyzed. You know, not his body, but his arm.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
gotta have that arm.
Yeah. Well, and you know, they gave him steroids, and they're hoping that it. And last I heard, he's getting some movement in a couple fingers, but he told us he's probably done playing. Which is, I hope it's not true.
That's hard to say, yeah. Because we want to keep playing until we're done.
Yeah.
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 Some form or another.
Yeah. And, you know, Byron's a legend in the town. So.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if you ran into him.
Oh, he probably doesn't remember playing with us for a little, very tiny bit, bass player.
Oh, yeah? What was that?
With Alien Corn, early 80s.
Wow.
Yeah, he came over to John Dale's house, and we rehearsed a few things. And
wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I'm sure he doesn't remember, but I remember.
Yeah, and Alien Corn, even though it was never a blues band, has so many connections to blues.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
really bizarre.
Yeah,
it's like wow.
It's part of the mix.
Well, and you know, I mean, Des Moines blues is a blues too.
Yeah.
You know, and John. John wrote that, John Dale.
Mm-hmm.
We got to get him to come over and sing it some night.
All right.
There's our next podcast right there.
There you go. Yeah.
That'd be easy. We only need a mic for him. Does he have enough songs for a night?
Oh, I doubt it.
Ah!
but what's enough songs? Three? Two?
Yeah, I mean, we can pad anything out.
Yeah, well.
I could learn all the songs he does on the Alien Corn thing. It'd be different. It'd be unplugged Alien Corn.
That'd be all right.
I should have relearned David Letterman. That was one of my favorites. So what possessed you to write David Letterman?
Because of David Letterman, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just one of those things, you know.
Yeah.
Sit down and write music, you never know what you're going to write about until...
That's true.
You know.
Well, it's kind of weird because I know we all... kind of worship David Letterman. I mean,
he was top of the heap. Yep.
Yeah, we were putting elements of him into the showcase originally because that's where the whole idea of the man out of the seats. I was trying to do something like Chris Elliott would come out of the seats and yell at David when he's doing the show, and that was the idea of that. So, but after you know Woody took off, then you know we never did that with Frank because it just wouldn't have worked.
Hey man, it's David Letterman. David Letterman. Oh, David Letterman. You sit there in my TV set. What you pay for is what you get. Better than cable-free TV, I guess. The Late Show on CBS. You keep me up when I should be in bed. But I don't care if my eyes turn red, because you're David Letterman. There's no show better than yours. it never bores. David Letterman, there's no better man than you at what you do. And now you got the only rough cam, the CBS Orchestra. What a great band. I wish you'd let them play a song or two, 'cause we don't get to hear them like you do. Paul Schaefer's a musician's friend. I wonder if he'd let me sit in on David Letterman. There's no show better than yours. It always scores. David Letterman. There's no better man than you at what you do. Sarah Jewell couldn't take his place. You're in the theater where the Beatles sang with Inky and Alan and Biff and all of the gang. I hope you know just what I mean. You're the late night fanatic's dream, dream, dream. David Letterman, there's no show better than yours. It opens doors. Letterman, there's no better man than you at whatever it is you do. David Letterman, oh, David Letterman, the late show with David Letterman.
Go away, kids. We'll be right back.
Frank's a different kind of comedian. So, yeah. So, for those of you listening, technically we're in season 6.
And a half.
And a half, yes. But we've been, you know, I've decided now that the year will be a season instead of, I don't know. I see, the way we used to work it is the season would be so many shows. And we do like a spring and a fall. So we'd have 2 seasons in 1 year.
That's like they do on TV.
Yeah.
With The Voice and all those.
Yeah, well, they do, or Survivor, but...
Yep, yep.
The play seasons used to be that way, too. You know, like Broadway and things like that. They'd have a spring and a fall season. And so, yeah, that's kind of what we were doing. And... unfortunately, when I took off for Storm Lake, that was season 4. Because I was coming down, and we did 4 shows in the fall of 2003. Yeah, 3. We did 4 shows, and that was it.
Yeah.
So, I don't know why we didn't. Well, I think me and Frank had a falling out. I know that was part of the problem.
And then on that long hiatus, you know, 10 years or...
Yeah, between 3 and 4, or 4 and 5.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was... But that was okay.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I, you know, And Frank, if you're listening, you know, there's no hard feelings. We would love to have you back. We miss your comedy and your songs, because they were fun. They were life, you know, they had a nice life to them, you know, the chicken song. I don't know which episode it is, but it's like something about you can do it about a fried chicken free to something, and bok, bok, bok. It's like, it's hilarious. And then we were playing at Blues, so, you know, so that was great. You know, he would just do silly songs like that. So Frank, come home. We miss you. We miss you, son. It's time to come home. But yeah, we're if we don't do what we're doing now and maybe do this, you know, and bring in guests and stuff, then maybe we could, or we'll do it in a bar somewhere. But, you know, I think just small scale like this is probably better than doing the band thing right now. Because we're really busy with band stuff on the side.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just think it would be smart maybe once a month, you know, having a gig and inviting, you know, 3 or 4 people to come out and just record it. And then we could probably get 3 or 4 shows out of that. So
yeah.
And podcast people like those. So, because it's like, this show will probably get more downloads than the previous show because it's new, you know.
Yeah.
And they know it's something we're, you know, talking live and, you know, talking music. And although I find the old shows interesting because there's a lot of great music.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of those people are gone, you know.
Yeah.
Like that big Mike Edwards show, which is like 3 back, I think. It says Bad Boys of the Blues and then Big Mike Edwards. And it's like, I think it only has like maybe 20 downloads. And it's like, that thing needs more because Big Mike's a legend. And that was a great little show he does.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's only 2 songs, but, you know, it's worth listening. So if you're looking for, because I know a lot of people download multiple shows. It's like, you know, find that one, download it, because that one's worth listening to. And anything with Jimmy Pryor, you know, those are all really good. So give those a shot. Well, do you want to do one more tune, and then we got 2 in the can already that I can sneak in, and anything you want to do, or?
Oh.
He's like, no, why didn't you ask me earlier before you were recording the show?
I prepared nothing. Yeah, so.
Okay, well, let me do, let's see, what haven't we done? We haven't done a slow blues, but I don't know what slow blues I know. Okay, I guess I can do that. Chief of Texas, Chief of Tennessee, went around here, got me drinking cheap whiskey. Oh Lord, they're trying to put a spell on me. I moved to Kansas City. Thank you. been to Texas once, probably go back again. You know what them Texas women holler about? It, holler about them Kansas City men. I'll move to Kansas City. I'm gonna move to Kansas City. Honey, where they don't allow you. Enjoyed that. I got that from John Paul Drum. He used to do it that way. And the original, I think, it's by Big Joe Williams. I don't know, but it's a Delta tune. One of them Big Joe guys. Maybe Big Joe. No, it wasn't Joe Turner, because he's jump blues. But yeah, it was. But John Paul used to do it as slow blues tune. So. Why I do it. Well, I hope you enjoyed the show, ladies and gentlemen. We enjoyed doing it. It's been an interesting fall. Finally, it's fall. It's been kind of summer around here.
Until recently.
Yes.
So we're in fall.
Yes. And
daylight savings time.
That's right. Tonight I got to change the clock, so
it's earlier than you think.
Yes. Well, and if you happen to download this tomorrow night when I put it up, then change your clocks in the United States immediately, unless you live in Indiana, because then you don't
change it.
Yeah. Well, no, they don't change.
Well, they're already on regular time. That's why
yes.
They change them.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right. They're on standard time, so they're already done. They're weird in Indiana anyway. Now we won't have anybody listening to us from Indiana. That's okay. We'll just slowly eliminate all the people who listen to us.
Until only the ones that, you know.
That's right. Because, you know, most, you know, of course, I will showcase, so you get a lot of people from Iowa, but Texas and California do big downloads in Virginia for a while, but they kind of drop out.
People that like blues, you know.
Yeah.
People that like showcases.
That's right. That's
all
right.
Different kinds of people.
That's right. So hopefully you had a good week, and it's not too scary now. I mean, when I first was doing this podcast, things were kind of scary there for a while. But things seem to have mellowed out again. And, well, there's always exciting things that we could talk about. But
we won't.
No. Although I think people probably know my thinking. So anyway, hopefully Jules is singing in the background, so that means it's time to go. So you have a great and wonderful week, and we'll see you next week on the Iowa Blues Showcase. Back in Iowa.